Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
Now, a week and a half ago, allegations appeared in a Sunday newspaper that Shell Ireland had paid for and delivered tens of thousands of euro worth of alcohol to Belmullet Garda Station in Mayo. The claim was made by a former subcontractor on the Corrib gas project, and it gained some currency because neither the Gardaí nor Shell issued a clear denial of the alleged events. Well, since then, Philip Archer Hayes has been trying to establish whether these events are more apparent than real or if Shell has something to hide. So which is it, Philip?
In a nutshell, Audrey, I can find no evidence as yet that substantiates the claim that tens of thousands of euro worth of alcohol was given by Shell or by its agents to the Gardaí. The claim has been made, as you say, by a subcontractor of Shell's main contractor on the project called OSSL. Now, OSSL was supplying personal protective equipment, safety gear and the like, and performing small-scale contracting works for Shell in Mayo since 2005. And they claim that they purchased and that they delivered up to 30,000 euro worth of alcohol to Garda stations in Belmullet and in Athlone in 2007, and this was to be enjoyed by the guards who were policing the Shell to See protesters in Christmas 2007. They also claim that they had made smaller, much smaller delivery of several thousand euros worth in 2005 and in 2006.
And did OSSL offer any proof that this had happened?
They have offered an awful lot of anecdotal detail, which has, some of it has the ring of truth to it because it was particularly specific. But they have offered no actual proof or what would be considered proof in a court of law anyway. No receipts, no proof of purchase of the alcohol, no contemporaneous invoices to Shell or anything like that. They would say, and Shell would deny this, that that was how it was always meant to be, that they were not meant to issue receipts or invoices which would correctly account for the alcohol. And as I say, Shell denies that. I do have a copy of one invoice from OSSL to Shell for the delivery of the alcohol, but it wasn't generated until nearly 5 years after the alleged delivery. So it proves absolutely nothing really, because the two parties, OSSL and Shell, were in dispute with each other about withheld tax at that stage.
So Shell and the Gardaí, did they respond to the allegation?
Whatever difficulties I might have had in establishing the veracity of the OSSL claim, Shell and An Garda Síochána's initial response to the allegations was most peculiar. Both said that they could find no evidence to support the allegation. Not, it didn't happen. So I said, look, that's pretty Jesuitical, frankly. If it didn't happen, why can't you just say that it didn't happen? So I've been back to the Gardaí, and I've also sat down in Shell's headquarters with one of its directors and a solicitor, and I asked them repeatedly, look, just deny the allegation. And as you'll hear in a few minutes' time, they have in fact now given me a much more robust denial.
And we'll hear that in a minute. But just more context, OSSL, did they have a grievance with Shell at the time?
They, as I had said, worked quite happily from 2005 up to 2009, when they were told by Shell that there was going to be no more work for them on the Corrib project. This was not through any fault of theirs. It happened because On Board Planola had effectively put the entire Corrib project in hiatus when it requested that Shell examine alternative routes. So Shell literally had to go back to the drawing board, and while they were at the drawing board, the project was going to be mothballed. Nobody was going to be doing any work on the ground, which was bad news for OSSL. They felt, OSSL that is, felt that hundreds of thousands of euro was owed to them in withholding tax. Shell's advice was that OSL's dispute was with the revenue and not with them. OSSL issued proceedings in the High Court, then Shell invited them to mediation. Now, Shell's understanding was that the conclusion of the mediation on August the 2nd of last year was full and final. And I understand that that mediation favoured OSSL, even though Shell's initial position was that they had no liability to them. But then 22 days later, OSSL sent an invoice to Shell for a total of €43,000, including nearly €30,000 of alcohol purchases. The invoice claims to detail how OSSL, on the instructions of a named Shell executive, purchased the alcohol, delivered it to a number of named Gardaí in Belmullet and Athlone. Now, as I've already alluded to, there's no date on the invoice for when this is supposed to have happened, and the invoice itself is dated August 2012, 4.5 years later.
Have you managed to dig up any additional evidence which would support the claim being made by OSSL against Shell?
Nothing as yet apart from hearsay locally. I've spoken to a number of former contractors, some people who are currently employed as Shell subcontractors on the Corrib project. They all believed in 2007 that Shell was gifting alcohol to the Gardaí. It was their understanding that OSSL had done this for Shell, but none of them actually saw any of the alcohol. None of them was involved in its transportation. Nobody knew anything about it, really, which amounts to anything above the level of gossip. And, in fairness, they acknowledged as much to me.
OK, so back to Shell then. You say that their position has changed since you began talking to them.
They said that they had conducted an internal inquiry into the allegations and that that internal inquiry had produced no evidence to support the claim. So look, I asked Shell, can I see this internal inquiry, please? They said no. I asked why not. They said because it contained allegations against named individuals who, I pointed out to them, no evidence had been found to incriminate them. So they were effectively exonerated. So can you not just show me the report? They said no. This would run contrary to their policy, they said, the same policy that prevented them from issuing an outright denial. So I told Shell that my reporting of this story would, of necessity, focus on this failure to issue a denial. And at my meeting with them, and several times over the phone, I said, if you believe these events to be untrue, why can't you just come out and say it? So on Friday evening, they came back to me with the following statement. I'm quoting now. Shell Ireland does not accept the veracity of OSSL's allegations concerning the delivery of a consignment of alcohol to an Garda Síochána. Having noted that no evidence has ever been put forward by OSSL or any other party, save for the disputed invoice received by Shell on the 24th of August 2012, which I've referred to, Shell unequivocally rejects OSSL's allegations as unfounded. Such actions would constitute a serious breach of the Shell Group's long-established business principles and code of conduct, which Shell Ireland fully commits to in the conduct of its operations.
Finally, and the Gardaí, did they issue a similar kind of denial?
Nothing as robust as Shell, but then they have moved from this position of there being no evidence to support the allegations to appointing a superintendent to investigate the claim. So obviously, you can't issue a denial while you're in the process of actually investigating something. Otherwise, why would you bother investigating?
Is that the end of it all?
No. Now, I told OSSL that Shell had now issued a more comprehensive denial of their claims. And then this afternoon, Des Kane, one of the two directors of the company, came back to me and said that he was standing by his claims that they had delivered and had not been paid for all of this alcohol back from 2007. He told me over the phone that in 05 and 06, they had supplied small amounts of alcohol to Gardaí on Shell's behalf, for which they had been paid. But that in 2007, he had bought 1.5 transit vans full of wine and spirits, which he says he still hasn't got any money for.
Approached by Shell and asked to get Christmas festive gifts that they could distribute to the police. And we did so, and we brought it and stored them in our store as requested, and we delivered as requested by Shell.
Can you prove any of that?
I have no receipts. I have no data that I can stand up and say this is what happened. If the recipients aren't coming forward to say they got it, then, you know, it's my word against theirs.
Why do you not have receipts if you purchased the alcohol?
We handed over any receipts we had, as we did with all purchases for Shell, to Shell at the time.
Were you paid for this alcohol?
For 2005, 2006, yes. For 2007, no.
OK, if you can't provide any evidence and they deny that this ever happened. Did anybody else, apart from you and your business partner, ever actually lay their eyes on this alcohol?
It would be hard for me to say exactly yes. I would say that other members of Shell who were regular visitors to our premises saw it there and what was going on.
OK, so there are Shell employees or Shell subcontractors who you say might have seen it. What about your employees? Is there anybody else on the books at OSSL who would have seen it in 2007?
Well, there was only three of us, and we can all sign affidavits that it was there and it's exactly as we described.
And what was it that you described? How much alcohol are we talking about you and your business partner physically moving?
Half of a transit van full and a transit van full, because we were sent back on a second occasion.
What did you buy them? Wine, spirits, beer?
There was a mixture of everything except beer. There was everything, vodka, whiskey, wines, some champagnes. But, you know, there was cases and cases and cases, obviously, of it.
Why would you not have bought beer? Is that not the most logical thing to buy?
No, it was to be spirits. It was to be spirits. That, he was fairly straightforward about that. He didn't want cases of beer going about.
Why not?
I have no idea. I would know. You would have to ask Shell that.
Do you accept that in making these allegations now, you have a grievance with Shell, you have a grudge to bear against them, and that that undermines your credibility, in addition to which you can provide, unfortunately, no evidence for any of your allegations?
If we had paperwork, this would be a very different situation. If we had a bit of integrity from the people who offered the instructions, this would be a very different situation. We can't, we haven't got hard facts. We can't point to it. It's gone now. Obviously, people have run for cover. The recipients won't come forward and say, you know, we got that. So it's a hard fight ahead, but it's a fight we'll keep on it.
The Gardaí are investigating these claims now. Are you going to cooperate with them? Have you already?
Absolutely cooperating with them and urging an urgent inquiry meeting, which hasn't transpired yet.